This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 8th. God's word for you today is L-I-G-H-T, light. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verse 10. And it says, "But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow." T stands for transform our lives. John 10 verse 10 says, "I came to give life, life in all its fullness." This life that Jesus came to give is tripartite, and you need to get this. This fullness of life is new life, abundant life, and eternal life. New life is what happens when we give our lives to Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Abundant life is what Jesus gives us on a daily. Every time we surrender to Him, abundant life is released into our lives. We live in abundance of life. And eternal life is like God's retirement plan for us in heaven. We have eternal life right now. However, it blooms and becomes a reality when we get to heaven. So, what is keeping you from the light? My second question is, which is more foolish, a child who is afraid of the dark or an adult who is afraid of the light? Think about it carefully. As you consider my next question, will you open up to Christ today, or will you keep hiding from the light? Even if you are an intellectual, reading or listening to this right now, the truth is that wise men still seek Jesus. I believe very strongly that if you are intellectually honest, you will definitely find God. How do I know? From my personal experience, by the grace of God, and from a lot of other intellectuals that I know, if you are intellectually honest, you will find God. If you have questions, kindly send an email to mail@gfhlife.tv with the subject, The Seekers Club. We launched this platform in 2020 for people who do not know God and for people who know of God but have questions. So, if you are not a believer and not a Christian, but you want to be intellectually honest about your questions, please reach out to us. Why? I wish someone had told me that I do not have to have all my doubts resolved before I enjoy a loving relationship with Jesus. So, I am telling you today that you do not have to have all your doubts resolved before you can enjoy a relationship with God. Guess what? Even people who have walked with God for years still have some doubts that will be resolved down the line. You do not need to understand everything to enjoy a loving relationship with Jesus. You do not have to fully understand the chemistry, the biology, or perhaps the physics of digestion, but you can go ahead and enjoy your meals despite the questions. So we see that Christ is the light to let us into who God is, to inform us of God's plan, guide our steps, to heal our hearts, and transform our lives. Let us pray. Father, take me higher in you and help me enjoy you regardless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.